This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is paid for by Urban Capital Group. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, Ryan Shalaba is here, homebuyers of Pittsburgh.com, Urban Capital Group. We're going to get into this right off the bat. And once we get rolling, if you have a question about your house and you're wondering, can he come over? Can they come over? Is there a possibility? How does it work? I know a lot of you, because of the time of year, you want to get the house sold. You want to get your cash. And you're also out there looking for good deals on homes. So let me just give you our number first. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. His number, 412-500-9057, homebuyers of Pittsburgh.com. Let's go back as we begin, as we always do, to kind of set the table to let people know who you are. And he's in the midst of renovating his own home right now. So he understands, folks. He's put hammer to nail. He understands what you're dealing with. And I think once you hear the show, if you've never heard him before, you can also find him on social media and what they do at Urban Capital Group. Of course, homebuyers of Pittsburgh.com. And you will definitely want to plug in to what they do. But anyway, 2015, Ryan, that's when you and your partner, Aaron Archibald, got started. So take it from there, and good afternoon.
How are we doing?
I'm good, man.
It's been a while. It's good to be back. I feel like it's been a lot longer of a time span than it has been, because we've been putting in double, triple shifts. Like I said, bought our own house, my girlfriend and I, in Robinson. We've been going through the renovations and doing a little bit of travel and stuff. But yeah, always good to be back. But back in 2015, Aaron and I, Arch, most people know him, started the company. And really the vision was to just make the home selling process as easy as possible. And we wanted to buy as many houses as we possibly could, every single year. And that vision grew into something bigger than any of us even thought initially. And now we have a construction company, we have a full staff, 20 employees, and it's just really cool. And we buy about 70 houses a year. We're selling almost 60 houses a year. And so we're doing a lot for the community, doing a lot to help people in just, rough transitions in life, and then great transitions in life on the back end. So to keep things simple, that's what we do. We have a simple three-step process for helping you sell your house on your own timeline. We can do it in as little as 21 days, or you could pick a date 6 months out. It doesn't matter to us. It's all about making the next step the easiest transition as we possibly can. And it's cool, because I'm coming this month geared up with some more stories and stuff. I've been getting back involved with meeting with sellers on the front end and stuff, just trying to get back out on the front lines and see where we're really, really helping people to just bring back more information to the show. So I've got some of that stuff geared up, for this one here. And yeah, it's been a whirlwind this year. We've already bought 22 houses and sold 14. We're up to 36 now.
And you're also taking the wealth of knowledge out to the people, Joe Q Public. Tell me about that.
So 2 months ago now, we ran two events. We started a local event called Flip Pittsburgh. And the idea of that is using the acronym FLIP. So to help people create more freedom in their lives, build a business that's going to leave a legacy, create impact and influence, and help people be more profitable in their business. So I use a little acronym, Flip Pittsburgh, and we host it on the second Wednesdays of every month. It is an event that people have to invest in. The tickets are $100 for it. But what we're doing is we took 75 of the biggest players in the Pittsburgh market. We're talking realtors, contractors, landlords, rehabbers, wholesalers, lenders, bankers, and we brought everybody in the room together. And so the goal is everyone to be able to increase their business with each other and learn and give new concepts to each other across industries that we can all use to bring back to inside of our own four walls, and everybody bring back inside of their own four walls and increase their business. And so it's been a wild success. We host it down at Topgolf, so it's a lot of fun. We open bar for everybody, include the food, hit some golf balls around, and we just mastermind. And then I've been given presentations on just different topics, you know, and so we've been selling out like crazy. We sold out the first event sold out in 25 hours, 75 tickets. Second one sold out in about a week. And this one, we just released the tickets about a week and a half ago, and we're about 60, 65% sold out. So it's been, the feedback's been amazing. It's been a lot of fun. And so just a lot of things coming together this year for us to, you know, improve educating not only home sellers with all of our marketing and branding, but educate other people in the market as well and help them improve their businesses.
We're going to go to the phones for Ryan and, of course, Urban Capital Group, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, in just a couple of moments right after the break. If you have a question and you're thinking, maybe this is how we should go, or maybe you're thinking a future in, obviously, flipping houses, that's what they do, you can call us now at 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Text me on the right automotive line, best deal in town. Why are so many people wanting to think outside the box when it comes to real estate?
Well, I think that selling their houses or buying houses is traditionally seen as a long and complicated process, right? When you're selling your house, most people don't look forward to it.
No.
You know, you're like, okay, I gotta fix things up. I gotta get everything in order. I gotta take out all my personal items, you know, paint things, put new carpet, update to try to maximize my dollar. And then I got to go and interview a bunch of realtors and pick one, which is always challenging, trying to figure out who's telling me the right thing. Then I got to put it on the market, have all these showings, take time, deal with buyers and financing and all of these things. And it's just a long, drawn out process, right? So I think people who have been in their house, maybe they're making their second or third transition, they're tired of it, right? It's let's make this as easy as possible this time. Maybe we leave a little bit of money on the table, some meat on the bone for a company to come in, but we don't have to do the repairs. We don't have to take any of our stuff out. We can pick the date we want to close. And yeah, we might leave a couple bucks on the table.
Let's just be honest. It shouldn't be that complicated.
No.
I mean, cash goes in, cash goes out.
Right.
House is sold. House is up for sale. I mean, it's really pretty simple when you think about it.
And what's really cool, and some things that we've been really focusing on lately, is actually building better relationships with real estate agents and kind of equipping them with knowledge to say, like, hey, you guys got to realize that there are a lot of people out there that don't want to go the traditional route. We're here for that, and we're not going to sidestep you. You could still earn a commission by working with us.
See, now that's something we haven't talked about.
Right. So they could still earn a commission by working with us. Just bring us with you, and we'll make the seller an offer, and you get to stay in the deal. And so we just had this happen a couple of days ago, a really, really good friend of ours. And it was that exact situation. He's helped us buy two houses now. And so we go in just go into the seller's home. Really, really nice old lady. She's great. She's probably listening right now. She told me she listens on Saturdays and knows you.
Nice.
Yep. So I hope she's listening now. But, you know, we go in and we just assess the situation. And when people are transitioning into retirement homes and stuff, that is a pain in the butt. Like, it is really stressful trying to line up selling your house and moving in. So we just said, hey, here's what we can pay, and you pick the date.
And a lot of people, to be quite frank with you, because of the process taking so long, they get caught in a situation like that more times than not.
A lot of times you get caught with the bag in, you know.
And let's face it, I mean, you know, most people, you know, they do well, but to be able to buy a house and pay on a current house waiting for it to get sold, that's tough.
Yeah, it's really stressful. And so that's all we try to do. Like, that's the value in what we do, is getting one part of that process out of your head.
All right, listen, if you have a question for Ryan, call us now. Our lines are open. We're going to talk to Joseph in just a moment. 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open but that one. So 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Text us on the Red Automotive Line, best deal in town. You can reach them, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-500-9057, 412-500-9057.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, Ryan Shalaba is here. Right to the phones we go, Urban Capital Group, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Joseph, thank you so much for holding on. What can we do for you?
Hello, gentlemen. I caught most of your last two shows, Ryan, with Rob, and I was actually driving in the car and started to get out of range last time towards Somerset. You were talking about price points and what to look at say, $40,000, $60,000, maybe $90,000 and $100,000. Would you be able to review that? That'd be beneficial for me, what to look at when selling or buying a house, and maybe for the audience, too.
So for investment purposes?
Either for investment or if I was, willing to put it up for sale to you guys or somebody else.
Okay. So for investment purposes, with the way that the market's heating up and stuff, for a lot of the audience, because we did talk about that last time a little bit, was, we like to stay in that median price point, that in that $100,000 to $200,000 range, just because it's a little bit safer. It's a little more stable than your inner city markets where we're seeing a lot of, just rapid appreciation and stuff like that. Now, as far as like buying and selling, homes, for selling them right now, the market's just, it's so good in that affordable price point. Like the 300 and under out in the suburbs and even in the city is just, things are just moving really, really fast. And so, we're still pricing aggressively. Like we're not shooting for the stars. We're pricing aggressively and just trying to get houses to turn over. Same thing on the buying side. We're not really focusing on larger projects right now. We are, we're just sticking out in the suburban areas and in the median price points. I don't know if that answers your question. Maybe clarify.
You had mentioned last time things to look for at lower price ranges like $40,000, $60,000, $90,000, $100,000. Say like if you have a not so big home or a home that needs some work, whether buying or selling. Could you review that?
Okay, so like some things that we look for, I guess, when we go to walk through and buy, we're looking at, there's cosmetic items and there's mechanical items, right, when you're looking at a house. So in the smaller price, in the lower price points, a lot of times you're really going to be focused on more of the mechanical items like the roofs and the windows and like your big ticket costs, because the houses aren't really worth putting all kinds of money into them. But in your higher price points, you can do a little bit more cosmetic, like your kitchens, your baths, and your mechanicals. But when you're going to sell, it just depends the route that you want to go. If you want to go the traditional route, then based on that price point, what we do is we just look at comparable homes in the neighborhood, and we see how things are selling and what the condition of them are. And then we say, okay, what's the condition of our house? And that helps us develop that price point. But same thing when we're going in to buy. We're doing the same thing on both sides. What's the condition of the house that we're looking to buy as is right now, and how is it, compared to other homes in the area when we're looking to sell?
And is there any way you differentiate at those price points?
No, because the good news is that a house is a house is a house, and all we do is we look in that immediate neighborhood. So quarter mile, and really the houses surrounding that will tell you exactly what you need to do to either maximize the sale price of your house or the condition that it's in, how cheap you can get it if you're looking to buy it. So if a house is really, really banged up, and then I look at foreclosure pricing in the neighborhood, I mean really banged up, I look at what are foreclosures selling for. And if it's renovated, then I look at what are renovated houses selling for. And if it's kind of in the middle, we, we call them like a 60s special, where you got your blue kitchens and or your blue baths and your white kitchens, your stained glass kitchens and things like that, then those kind of sell right in the middle. So like, let's say a neighborhood's like 135, 140 fully renovated, a house that's in good mechanical repair that needs just cosmetic updates might be selling the 110 to 120 range. And then, investors are looking to buy them in the 70 to 80 range. I think that probably just dialed in maybe what you're asking.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Sure.
All right. Here's the thing people need to understand. It pretty much is the same, and we're going to talk about misconceptions about direct cash buying in a moment. But the bottom line is you just don't have to wait as long, and you get your cash, and you get to move on, because there aren't all of the things that go along with the typical transaction, the endless inspections and all the contingencies and the 90-day closures and, you know, the 40, 50 pieces of paper that you don't read but you just sign your name to.
Yeah.
So that's why people just need to understand this is really just to benefit them and put that money in their hands so they can get down the road.
Yeah, I always just say I'm full disclosure, and I tell people, hey, you know, what we do isn't for everybody, and I don't think any business is for everybody. But based on someone's situation, the pros a lot of times outweigh the cons. You know, the cons are you're going to leave some money on the table. That's the biggest con, is you're going to leave some money on the table because I can't pay full boat retail, and I don't buy every house that I look at, right? But the pros are, again, it's the speed, it's the stress, it's the hassle, leaving the items and all those things, just kind of picking up and going. And we've talked about that, many, many times. But yeah, I mean, we're full disclosure with people when we walk in. It's, hey, what's the situation? Does all of the things that we can do fit? If so, here's the price point that we're comfortable with. Like, I give people a range. I say, hey, I'm going to probably be in that like 120 to 130 range. And I know I'm going to be at 125. Right, but I say, hey, I'm going to be in that 120 to 130 range, let's just say, for a house. Like, this happened the other day. So, hey, I'm going to be in the 120, 130 range, you know, because I want to see the reaction if that's something they were even thinking about considering. And I say, you know, given that price range and all the things that we can do, is that something you'd be interested in? If not, great. I'm glad we gave it a shot. You know, here's some advice if you're going to go the other route. If that range works for you, I'll go back and I will get you to the dollar amount, the highest I can pay for the house. And that's what we do. And, you know, 7-8 times a month, it works. It works for both sides.
Well, here's the thing. What happens to a lot of people, they maybe have their mind set on a price, and maybe the market value is that price, but they either get backed into a corner that they've got to move because they're closing on another house, or they just get so frustrated with the whole process. They're like, who cares? Keep the money. Let's just get done.
Yeah.
This process cuts to the chase. You know exactly up front what's going on, and you have a few days to say yay or nay. And when you say yay, that cash is on its way. That's how simple to explain this, I think.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can't get any cleaner than that. It's what I tell people too. I'm like, I run a lot of Facebook ads, right? And you have a lot of people that are on there, just call them haters, right? Just kind of spamming and being like, oh, just call a realtor. Oh, just go with the process. And it's like, okay, I have a 5-minute, when you call the office and you talk to one of the guys, or if on the weekends, again, you call the answering service, you talk for 5 or 10 minutes, we can come out and we can get an offer going in 25, 30 minutes. And so about 30 minutes, you have some other options on your plate.
All right, you need to call us right now if you have a question. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. You call us. Ashley Funyak, our producer, will get you on hold and get you on the air. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, their number to set up an appointment, 412-500-9057.
The following is paid for by Urban Capital Group.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, Urban Capital Group, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-500-9057. Before we talk about your experience and what you're doing now with your home and remodeling it yourself and working with your crew and how that's probably, I got to believe, helping you and what you do and estimating and itemizing and visiting people and seeing what they have, let's just cut to the chase. Misconceptions about direct cash buyers. This is why homebuyersofpittsburgh.com stands out and gets it done. If you have a question or you're one of those people looking for that direct cash for your home, call us now, 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open. Ryan.
I think, too, there's direct cash buyers, right? So when there's three different types of people that will come and look at a house. You have a real estate agent, which we all know, that's traditional. That's a traditional process. Then there's investors, okay, or direct cash buyers. Now, there's two different types of people that you're going to want to distinguish here. One is what's called a wholesaler. So these people are middlemen. And what they'll do is they'll come in, they'll do all of the estimating, they will put the home under contract, under the guise that they are a direct cash buyer, when in turn, they're going to go and call other investors and make a spread. Okay, they're just middlemen. So what they'll do is they'll just assign the contract. And we do that too, okay? We tell people right up front, if the house isn't up our alley, we do have a nice network of investors and we can help you sell the house. So that does happen. Then there's direct cash buyers, okay, like us, where we're coming in, we are the ones that are going to close on the house. You're going to deal with us through the whole entire process. Now, so you've got wholesalers, you've got realtors, and you've got direct cash buyers. Now, then we can break it down another level. There's direct cash buyers that are mom and pop that buy one or two a year. Okay, so, you know, if I'm a mom and pop buyer, I'm going to show up to the house. I'm going to make you an offer and it's going to seem all good and great. And I've been here. This is before we had staff and we had a process and a sales team and things like this, right? I would go in, I would make an offer, I would put the house under contract, and I would go, oh crap, where am I going to get the money? Now I got to get contractors to actually get me a bid. Now I got to find a title company that's going to close it. Okay, so I would get the house under contract and then I would start the sales process. And so that's equally stressful for both parties because there's no guarantee that that type of person is actually going to close because they have to go look for the funds to then buy the house. They go get a lender and stuff like that. We guarantee that if we make you an offer and we put the house under contract, we are going to close and we are going to close on your closing date after 21 days, the date we agree on, that we will close on that date and that the cash is available. And also, there's things here too where we understand, and again, we have the staff that we know how the boroughs and the municipalities work, so we're able to set proper expectations with you and say, hey, this borough municipality, they're going to make us do a dye test and they're going to make us do a sewer lateral camera test. Here's the things that, you know, they're going to look for. This is a possibility that this is going to fail. So we set proper expectations up front, whereas a mom and pop buyer might not know those things and that sewer line could fail and it's going to cost you $6,000, but you had no idea it was coming. Okay. So like we lay all of those things out front. We let you know there's a possibility for that. We have some cool little options too because we have relationships with plumbers and stuff to where we can get the sewer paid for out of the closing proceeds instead of out of your pocket. So there's a lot of things we can do because of the size of our company, how many homes we buy, and the relationships that we have that when we make an offer on your house, we're closing. I mean, there's not happening.
No,
It's a guarantee. It's happening. And the only times that we can't close, and we've actually never not closed on one that we've put under contract, would be if the title wasn't clear. And that's just the only thing we're not guaranteeing at that point is that we can close on the date we originally agreed with because now we got a mess to clean up. That's it. So for us, we're coming in. We have the money that we're actually taking the property as is. There's not any more negotiations. And we're paying the closing costs too, so you know what your number is that you're walking away with. Like if I'm offering you 120 grand for the house, I'm paying your closing costs. So all you gotta do is pay your final water and sewer bill and your proration of your taxes. I'm taking care of everything else. So it's like, it's really like a handshake as easy as it gets.
Well, this is what people need to also understand. Anytime somebody becomes successful in the marketplace, and you have been, you got a lot of folks that are kind of trying to do the same thing, but they want to be ramped up where you are now immediately. So a lot of times people aren't so sure who exactly is homebuyersofpittsburgh.com.
Right.
The credibility is there, but they need to know who they're dealing with because you don't want them to get caught in a situation thinking they're going to get what you're talking about delivering on this program. And in the end, they don't get anything near that. So How do they differentiate? And we all want them to focus on what you do at homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. But what are some of the things that people really need to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like I said, when someone comes out to the house to take a look, you know, you want to ask them very direct questions. Are you going to be the one buying the house? And if they dance around it,
no.
Then you know they're not, right? Do you have the funds to close the house? No. Or well, yes, okay. Do you have a proof of funds? I mean, cash buyers can provide proof of funds. And I'm not saying that this rarely happens, okay? Like, I've never had a seller ask me for proof of funds, but I'm always ready to provide it.
So when you have to do that, how do, I mean, is it like the bank account? What do you show them?
Well, it's one of two things. It's either, yes, the bank account, but for us, we're buying a lot of properties.
Equity.
We're buying $500,000-$600,000 worth of properties a month. We don't have that cash sitting in the bank. I'm running a business. I'm just the guy, you know?
Right.
So yeah, we have lenders, but the lenders that we use, we have the money. It's already sitting there. It's as good as cash. It's ready to rock and roll.
Wow.
And so we have to deploy it every single month. So for us, like, we have to buy. You know, we have to get that money out and we have to get it working. So there's a little bit more of a sense of urgency for us there. So, like, ask direct questions. Are you the one buying the house? Do you have a proof of funds if you are the one buying? You know, like, we're just, I don't know, man. We focus so hard on making the sales process so transparent to where, like, we bring a repair estimate sheet and we let you know, hey, these are the things we're gonna do to the house. Here's what we think we're gonna sell it for. Here's what we're gonna do to the house. And here's how we're coming up with our number we have to pay. I don't know anybody else that does that.
Mm-mm.
And I also know it's because, one, they don't know their numbers well enough. They're all guessing, right? We've been in neighborhoods where we've sold 15, 20 houses. I know the numbers. So it's like, that's why we tell them right on the phone up front. I'm like, hey, I'm just letting you know, if the house is the condition that you're matching, I'm probably going to be in the $70,000 to $80,000 range. Is that okay with you? Okay, because I don't want to waste your time. Yeah, sure, come on out. Okay, cool. We'll dial it in when we get there. And we make the offer, we pay the highest amount we can pay. And, you know, like I said, 7 or 8 times a month, it works out. It's a win-win.
So I got about 4 decades on you on this planet Earth. and I got to tell you, the thing that I really noticed about you the first time I met you was credibility, and you had your facts straight and you were prepared to answer any question, whether it by me, the moderator, or the listener. And you basically have taken me through this timeline, and I've been following you on social media, checking you out, doing a little research myself. And I mean, there's no way you could have what you have going right now with your office, the employees, some 20 on the payroll, obviously how much you're spending per month on houses, unless you weren't doing it the right way.
Yeah. I mean, it's working.
Yeah.
And for us too, it's so important that we have something I'm so appreciative of is our company culture and the people that we've attracted into the company, and how it's like good people. We all have the same core values, like integrity. You know, we want to serve people. We believe and we work to win. Like, that's our core values.
So, and you live in the community that you work.
Right.
And that's important.
And so, like, if our core values is integrity, like, that's why everything is full disclosure. And sometimes it's not what you want to hear. And I'm okay with that. I've gotten comfortable with saying, like, this probably isn't what you want to hear, but this is the truth of the situation we're in right now. And let's try to see if we can work to get out of it. And this goes throughout all different types of business, but it's just working with integrity, working with the client or the customer first in mind, and working towards a solution, and then rocking and rolling from there.
HomebuyersOfPittsburgh.com, Ryan Shalaba, my guest. 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057. Our number, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, now talk to me about what you've been doing renovating, actually putting hammer to nail. And if you could see him, and if you saw the video I did on Facebook, YouTube, and my YouTube channel and Twitter, you can tell he's putting in some hard work this weekend.
I'm dressed for radio.
So, yeah, you look good. You look good. You got youth on your side. You look good. So talk to me about how this is really also, because I know your mind, it works hard all the time because you love what you do. What are you learning from actually doing the physical labor and remodeling this house as you're going to move forward with your group, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com?
Well, first of all, I can't take that much credit. I'm doing all of the low-end, hard, laborious work so that the skilled guys can go in and do what they do. So,
and like, do it right.
Yeah, we have the joke that I'm allowed to do anything that doesn't involve a power tool.
Like, smart. I'm right there with you.
We always say, hey, these are the computer hands. Like yeah. These need to type and dial phones to
don't
make money.
Don't want
to
lose a digit.
So, yeah, we always joke about that. But I can tell you that it's been... Like, I have a tremendous amount of respect for everybody in our company and what they do and everybody that has their role. What this has done is given, it's been such a humbling experience getting back in and just working hard and sweating it out. Cause like I work with my brain. I mean, I don't really have to work that hard manual labor. I'm not good at it. It's not what I'm, and I know my strengths and my weaknesses. And it's been a, like I said, a humbling and fun experience, like getting back in and, you know, tearing the hands up and just working hard, learning a lot. And so not only am I obviously getting that, but also gaining that respect for how many details there are in renovating homes right. And so like earning I've always had, I mean, my partner's my partner. Like that's, you know, that's my work wife. Like that's my guy, you know, like we're best friends to the end. And what we've built together is I've had more respect for him than any, you know, anybody in the world. But now being in this seat where he's like, hey man, you're going to do this one yourself. You know, and he's helping me out. Don't get me wrong, but he's like, you're going to do this one yourself. Cause you need to see all the things that we do times 15, 16 at once.
And it makes you appreciate the people you work with.
Yeah. And the guys helping me out on the weekends, putting in overtime and stuff to just help me out. I mean, it's awesome.
Look, when you're doing any kind of construction work or remodeling, the facial appearance of it as far as the top layer is one thing. But when you get into the guts, okay, the muscle, mm-hmm. if you will, the underlayment of what this project is, you want it to be done right because superficial is one thing, but you got to have a good foundation.
Yeah. I mean, we always joke, painters and flooring guys get all the glory, you know, because they tidy everything up.
So like people see.
A house looks, a house that's ready for paint and carpet looks, you don't know if you just started construction or you're ready for paint and carpet. It's really funny. And then those guys come in and then all of a sudden the house is ready for pictures a week later after a little punch out, you know, and you're like, wow. Cause it, so like right now my house looks like a disaster, but the floors start on Monday. So it's like by the end of today, we're ready to rock and roll and then come in and clean up next weekend and tidy things up and punch out. So yeah, it's, we brought consultants in like a back in October. There's 1,200 moving parts in our business. So they tore our business all the way down. And so from the time we think about putting marketing out to the time we send things to the accountant, it's 1,200 moving parts. It's unreal. A little bit over that. And you don't realize all of those little things until it's broken down. And so for us, I mean, we're buying 6, 7, 8 houses a month. We're selling 5, 6 houses a month. We're working on 13 to 16 at any given time. So you multiply that 1,200 parts by that, it's like, it's astronomical. Like how many moving parts. And that's why we need the team that we need. And it's, you know, it's why we have so much respect for each other and working alongside just hardworking guys. It's a lot of fun. And that's why we're good at what we do. Cause we know the details. We pay attention to the details and everyone's willing to work hard to make sure they're done right, you know. And yeah, is there stuff that happens every once in a while that we miss and go back? And yeah, I would never sit here and say we're a perfect company, but
how satisfying is it to see some of these older homes come to life?
No, it's unreal. I mean, it's like I said, like some of the most rewarding parts of this business is taking a person that we bought a house from and showing them the house before it goes on the, after it's done, showing them the house before it goes on the market and seeing their reaction is worth more than, you know, the check you cash. It's so cool. Just seeing that, watching them, you know, see a vision that they couldn't even see. And a lot of times it's emotional, and it's really cool.
And I'll tell you another thing, and this is the reason why people really need to sit down and consider calling you guys at 412-590-5757, 412-590-5757, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Especially someone my age or older who's getting ready to downsize or transition, they're saying to themselves, I'm just going to get this remodeled myself, and then I'll get the money in the end.
Yeah.
Well, first off, if you haven't really hired a contractor lately, or if you're not really a do-it-yourselfer and actually know the whole process, you could be sticking your chin out there where you don't want it to be exposed. But more importantly, you're not guaranteed you're going to get your money back. So the thing of it is, have you guys come in and say, look, this is what it is, this is what we do, and obviously what we're telling people, how many times you do this a month, you know what you're talking about. They'd be better off letting you handle the heavy lifting and let them just lift that cash and move on and get their next place.
Yeah, or at least look at the options. Spend 30 minutes and just check out an unbiased opinion, because we have licensed agents in the office. We have licensed realtors in the office. So like, we help people sell their homes for retail. We do that too. So like, when we come in, we are looking at the situation first. We're saying, what is the situation? What are your goals? Would you like to be done very fast and not have any stress and leave the house as is? Okay, cool. We'll make you a cash offer. Would you like to, you don't care how long it takes, you want to squeeze every penny out of the house? Okay, here's the two or three things we absolutely need to do, and we can help you do that. And then here's the price we think we can get. Let's go retail. So it's like, we have both sides of the coin to be able to say, what are your goals? Versus when you just call a mom and pop, or you call an agent singularly, and they come in, well, it's, you have biased opinions, so you have to get multiple. And I always say get multiple opinions. But
you don't have a problem with that, right?
No, I don't, because it's,
you're going to win more times than not.
It's, yeah, and if not, it's not that big of a deal. There's always more houses to buy and more people to help. But like, even just this month, we put two homes under contract. The one story I told you about earlier, a realtor brought us in. The other one is we visited this person back in October of last year. Okay, well, they called us in October of last year, and they said, hey, you know, we have this house. We're going to go ahead and renovate it. We're going to look at possibly selling it. So we went out. We took a look. It needed renovated. They said they were going to do it. Okay, great. So we had a follow-up call in January, and they said, yeah, give us a, you know, things are going well. Give us a call in like a month, and we'll see where we're at. Okay, cool. Well, we just put the home under contract 2 weeks ago. The people got stiffed by contractors I can't remember if Brian said it was 4,000 or 40,000, but either way, still not fun. We're buying the house. They said, you know what, forget it. Like, we wish we would have never done it. We're giving them the same amount of money we offered them before they went through all of the hassle and stress. And unfortunately, we have to rip out what most of they did. So not only did a contractor walk away from them, they didn't get any further. They didn't get any more for the house, and they went through all that stress, and we're still buying it. And you know, and the people were just like, I wish we would have just went with it before.
Well, we're just going to leave the audience with this. You have nothing to lose, and you could really win big. So pick up the phone, 412-590-5757, 412-590-5757. Ryan Shalaba, CEO, Urban Capital Group, but as we always say, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-590-5757. Have a great holiday. Continued success with the remodel, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks, okay?
Thanks, man. It's always good.
Good stuff, folks. 412-590-5757. Again, that number is 412-590-5757, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Melinda's got your 1 o'clock news, and then we continue on this Saturday, Get Well Naturally, the Weiner Wellness Center Hour, then the Raja Show. Ray Bettler, we revisit a great interview with the man behind the brand and the great employees of Wabtec.
The following is paid for by Urban Capital Group.